The agreement struck between Utah's governor's office and the federal government essentially keeps Utah's existing Avenue H online exchange program out of the federal health care overhaul. Avenue H works much like bidding websites for airlines and hotels. Think Priceline.com for health insurance. Now, that system will stay for small businesses, while the marketplace for individuals in Utah will be under federal control. On Thursday, Governor Herbert sent a letter to Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius outlining the arrangement. And on Friday, Sebelius's office responded as expected with a letter confirming the deal. Here's Governor Herbert's explanation of the deal.
Our proposal to run Avenue H as a small business exchange without interjection from the federal government was part of our proposal. So we'll do the small business side, federal government will do the individual mandate, and we won't compete with each other in that responsibility.
During a conference press call on Friday, Herbert called the arrangement historic and said that Utah got everything it wanted out of the deal. He added that he thinks the plan is one that other states might want to copy.
We think other states might want to consider following the example that we're setting here and finding a fourth way, which we think for a variety of reasons provides a better option. And I certainly want to thank Secretary Sebelius for her willingness to work with me and the state of Utah to find what I call a Utah solution to Utah's unique health market.
Under this model, Utah will retain oversight of qualified health plans and continue to administer its Medicaid program through its existing Medicaid structure. Health and Human Services, in turn, will be responsible for operating the individual exchange mandated by the Affordable Care Act, carrying out pre-certification for Medicaid and CHIP eligibility, and managing tax credits through the individual health care exchange. For KCPW News, I'm Roger McDonough.